to the Metroplex Thursday night, net the KB2 VVU. Do you have any check-ins?
Good evening, John, AE2AA.
AE2AA, warm. Good to hear you out there.
Anybody else going to be in here, you think, tonight?
Hey, we have any other check-ins? Bring it back to KB2 VVU.
Yeah, I guess that's about right, John. Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I came home Friday, so today is, it'll be almost 1 week tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be 1 week tomorrow.
Feeling very good. Getting out around, walking and doing a lot of things, but gotta be careful not to lift anything heavy and not above my head.
Really, it's quite a difference. I feel really, really great. I guess a couple more weeks to healing and I'll feel even better.
So, I wonder how things are going. I haven't heard too much from anybody. It's been kind of quiet. So I don't know what the current status of anything. Maybe I'll get a chance to see you one of these Saturdays. For our next meeting. So how's everything going, John? KB2, ZVO, net control, 82AA. That would be a problem, even with any of our commercial equipment, it's pretty old stuff that wouldn't meet the new specs. So, I don't know how promising that would be, just take a moment. But that doesn't shut the door, there's always other possibilities, as you certainly were, that's for sure. Yeah, things are straight now. I was just, you know, concentrating on healing and getting better. And it's a world of difference, I tell you. I guess everybody that goes through this quadruple bypass sort of feels pretty good here for a while. So I was walking at a pretty good pace today. And no out of breath, no sweat, just like I was roller skating. That's the best way I can describe it. And I'm down 50 pounds. I weigh about 245 pounds now. So we got about 20 pounds to go, 25 pounds to go, and that'll take care of that. But I need to spend a lot of money for these clothes, I guess. Back to you, John.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention that. You're going to have to shop for clothes. Do you hear any hash, you know, along with the transmission, any interference, you know, I got a feeling it's only on this end. I might hear noise from both receivers.
Negative. It seems quite quiet. Right now I'm running the ICOM 2100. The Yaesu 1900 went west on me. I don't know if it's nearby lightning hit or what, but running the old 2100 is sounding really good. You sound good, you know. So we'll take it slowly back to you, see if anybody else is in there. Maybe we have Frankie or Mike or one of those guys. Let's hope so. Back to you.
W2MPX.
See, Wolf, unfortunately, for the last 2 weeks, there's another group holding the net at the same time.
I just hear an Echo Link call? I'm not sure. Let's stand by. Anybody wishing to join the net, AE2AA?
No, I got the screen right in front of me. That's not, that nobody's coming in on the Echo Link. That was the IT. It goes off every 6 minutes.
Okay, cool. I didn't realize it was the IT. Just now. Yeah, I've been talking to some of the guys. I'm in touch with Roberto in Guadalajara. He's moving his QTA to another apartment. So he'll be down for a couple of weeks, I guess, and then we'll be hearing from him again. And also heard from an ex-Metroplex member quite frequently while I was in hospital. Richie Bush called me four times. So. It's very nice to hear from somebody while I was sitting there twiddling my thumbs, sick of the bed that was hard as a rock and watching the rotten TV program. It's good to get home, I'll tell you that much, John. Hanging out in the hospital, I put it 1 week to be here instead of two. I'm glad I did it that way. I think rehab at home is a lot better than rehab at the rehab, unless you need it. If you really need it, that takes part. So yeah, I heard all kinds of things while discussing with you in person. I had an opportunity to, Harold called me, and he seems to be doing pretty well, although slowly recovering. But I had a nice conversation with him on a landline as well. So, some folks did contact me there, and it was really good. It was nice to hear from them. And it was nice talking to you guys at the 1070 meeting. It was nice to talk to Tim and Joyce. Joyce, she wasn't there, huh? But who else was there? Blue? We'll get it back to you, John. Hopefully some more people will join in the Houston here, and I am not aware of the other groups net going on at the same time. That's ours. KV2, VVO, net control, AE2, AA.
Yeah. We have, got an option, you know, on station identification. I could also have it, you know, go out code, give you an example.
I'll take the voice anytime over that, John.
W2MPX.
Yeah, after a while you can see all the options we have with the software there.
Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be more people using the EchoLink. I know it's good for some of the people, that's for sure. So, let's see. What else is happening here? In a week or so, I'll get caught up with sending out some of the stuff to you, I guess, in reference to some of the things that we'll have to do come January 1st. I'll get them prepared and have it so it'll be easy for whoever will take up the slack there. Although, you begin to wonder if maybe we don't need so much paperwork, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, like I said, it's good to get home, good to get on the air here. First contact since I got home, although I'm, you know, I don't want to pick up the HF equipment just yet to set it up. I disconnected them, and I had a premonition of something, but if you talk to Paul Lynch, you'll know that I talked to him the evening before and said, yeah, I'm just going to go in for angioplasty, and who knows, it might keep me overnight if they put a stent or a balloon in, but it was quite the case where I needed a lot more extensive work than that. And it really makes a difference. I mean, I'm just feeling great already, you know. I was feeling good, you know, probably over a week, but each day I'm getting stronger and stronger, and that feels really good, John. That's for sure. So, back to you, KB2. VDO, net control, AE2AA. Okay, I just tried opening a browser. I was going to try and email you a copy of, the system log here. You can see who's checking in on the Echo Link. It'd be nice if we have some regulars checking in, particularly if they're old club members and stuff like that. That would make it kind of nice. That's one of the things I kind of pictured, the Echo Link forming a bridge to some of the fellows that moved away, say like Bob down there in Florida and Roberto in Guadalajara. And even a guy like Richie, Richie may not be a club member anymore, but he certainly sends regards quite frequently to all the members of Metroplex. So he's doing pretty good out there. He's worked Japan a couple of times, so it really, really feels good, you know, having very limited access to putting up an antenna. He's sort of like Howie at 1070. He cannot put any permanent antennas up. I mean, what he does put up, he puts it up for a couple of hours and takes it down. And that being right now is just that little ATAS antenna. Puts outside the house, maybe about 5 or 6 feet away from the house, coming through his window. So he's kind of happy with his new location, and UQTH is up high in northern New Mexico, and he's doing a pretty good job out there, adding to his DX, that's for sure. I think he's also getting active in some other activities out there, too, but he's doing good in sense as regards to all. Back to you, John.
Yeah, I was talking to Barbara the other day. I run into her occasionally by the building, and you know she keeps me updated.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's good. Yeah, I've been trying to stay up with what's happening up there at Ramsey OEM. When I got home, I had 850 emails. It took me 3 days to go through them all. That was a real fun thing. Lucky I could delete a lot of them, but still, I'd say a third of them required reading, which really made it kind of sluggish. But they're all cleared out now, and glad of that. Yeah, I want to, in another week, get the antennas all ready for the winter station. I'm going to put the new counterpoise in for the random input. And I don't know, maybe I might change antennas. I might put another diamond up there. I might put a 2-meter only diamond up there. That'll have more gain. I only have about 4.5 dB gain out of this C50. I think if I put up one of the other diamond models, I could get maybe 6.5 dB or something. But I would give up 440, which I don't operate in this QTH anyway. So I'm thinking of maybe doing that before the winter sets in too. The antenna is only about another 3 feet taller than the D50. And that might give me some signal to be able to work some of the other Bergen County stations that are in there. And I got a program that's IC2102. It only has currently our pair in there, so I'm looking forward to ordering software. I was going to order it yesterday, but then I just put it off, so I'll order it maybe tomorrow. I'll get it in a couple of days and program this all up. It's nice when it's all programmed because then you just go through things easy. And the 2100 is pretty easy to use. That was sort of like one of my very early 2-meter rigs. guess you want to try to hold it up for another 10 to 15 minutes yet in case anybody comes late. And see what happens. I am sorry to hear about this. About the opportunity in Lyndhurst there, but, you know, there'll be other opportunities and so forth. I wouldn't feel too down on that, you know, because it's like a municipal facility almost, so they have to have all those things in place for insurance and also for the fact they don't want anything to happen to their own communications here. They want to lessen the chance for things like that to happen. In order to even try to get our equipment, it would probably cost $15,000 to $20,000 to get it certified. So it's just one of those things that's not a possibility for us. But I'm sure there's going to be other opportunities, that's for sure. So why don't you update me a little bit more with things happening in the club? You did tell me there was a amended meeting, you know, without going into a lot of details, you know. I don't know. I haven't even looked to see when the next meeting is, to tell you the truth. I have to take a look at the calendar. Back to you, John, before I over chat here. AV2, VVO, at control, AE2AA.
W2MPX.
Well, you can check your mailbox now. I just sent you a page from the call sign line. Past couple of days, give you an idea of the activity on it. Easy matter, I just copy and paste it. It'll come up as no subject. It takes on to the plenty typing. Got this, got the monitor, the computer, and the radio and the keyboard on top. It's more kind of room for a small pad, and I'm like standing up.
Got that email. Very interesting. There's a particular droid user that's in there frequently. And there you go. Looking like the droid, for sure. Got some other interesting people there too. So it shows that people are logging in, and I guess they're using it for a short period of time, finding no activity, I guess, in most cases. That's the bad part. Hardly anybody around to say hi to them. That's what we have to do. We have to kind of do that. That's interesting. We got a couple of foreign countries there. That's good. Let's look and see who else I recognize. Yeah, a couple of my recognize. That's good. It's apparently working very good. Some of the other folks that used to use it aren't using it. Indeed, we have a very good operating echo link here. Back to you, John.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a few. There's actually the three devices that are interesting there. There's droids, there's iPhones, and also Blackberries, they all seem to have the Echo Link applications. There's quite a few people using those things out there.
I haven't quite found the need to go to one yet, because maybe eventually my force factor comes down a little bit. I see the IPA guy here and some of the others. I guess the droid is probably one of the good ways of going. I guess you got your situation straightened out there. The last time I remember talking to you about it, you were headed down here to get that straightened out, so I imagine you got that all straightened out now. And I got some QSL cards I got to go over. Really, I want to get the HF operating. I disconnected everything, so if there was any lightning strikes and stuff during my period of being away, which I really didn't expect to be away, length of time, but it turned out to be a 2-week stint service, and I actually did slightly more. Let's see, I was operated on a Tuesday, so I went through there, got out from the hospital, I guess, on a Tuesday for a week, and went through rehab, which took close to 8 or 9 days. And rehab, I was in longer than the hospital. I would say that Jersey City Medical Center is really good. The surgeon who operated on me is in the top 10 in the state of New Jersey. Quite an interesting guy. And the team and the facility is number one in the state. So I didn't have to go very far to take care of that. Been already up to Jersey City to see my cardiologist. He's taking me off a few medications. I'll do an EKG, and he has to adjust, see if the adjustment on the Coumadin has been properly corrected. I have to take a little bit more than I have been taking, so I had to change on that. And then I guess in about 3 months I'll go through another stress test, which I should fly through with no problem at all. The last one I made it through, but it was sort of the tail end of it that he detected the problem. It was a bit stressful, you might say. I should go through this one like I was just walking along. It's quite a difference, John, I'll tell you. Quite a difference. Plus, I don't worry about it anymore. That's the other thing. I couldn't care what's happening. I'm not going to be concerned about it. Just deal with it as it happens. It's a good feeling, too. Back to you, KB2, DBO, net control, AE2AS.
Well, if you recall, Sister Matthew had a valve replaced. I think they used one from the TIG. And she had some complications with the lungs and stuff after that. Turned out she changed doctors, and the doctor took her off. A lot of the medication and the lung problems went away. Did you get all that work?
Hey.
And yeah, that's what's going to happen in my case too. So I guess I got to go 3 months on the COVID and that should be clear. So they just want to make sure no blood clotting takes place during the healing process. That tends to happen in some folks. And I take one other medicine. So at this point it seems like the irregular heartbeat, which happens in one third of the people that have this procedure, is basically gone. So it's my blood pressure went very well. It's scary. It's like sometimes as low as 110 over 50. I never saw that in my life, I'll tell you. So that'll be gone too in about another month maybe. So then I'll just probably have to take one particular medication once a day, and that's it. And of course, like all of us, but get a little bit older, and it has to deal with keeping the cholesterol and triglycerides down. But I'm eating right now, which makes a big difference too. Just a little while, I'll check my blood sugar. That should go away, by the way. I shouldn't have to worry about my blood sugar. After a while, either that should probably go away. As I do more exercise, you can see the correlation in those kind of things, like, very easily. Because you monitor those things, you can get this right away. Well, I'm really glad to hear on that. Next time you have contact with her, please tell her for a guide. I only met her once. I'm glad to hear that she's really keep up the good work. So I was very, still have what you sent me on. I keep a lot of stuff down here. Good stuff to go back and look at. Well, back to you, John, and I don't know. Let's finish it up at 8:30, I suppose, if nobody else shows up. Unless you want to stay a little bit longer, it's up to you. KB2, VBO, and control, AE2AA. week we had a few people checked in, but I don't know what happened to them tonight. It's unusual. Any additional check-ins, bring it back to KV2 VVO. Okay, nothing heard. Yeah, I guess we could wrap this up. Well, good to hear from you. You sound good, and hopefully I don't give you too much of a boring diet to follow.
Yeah, well, that's always the fear, John. Actually, I don't follow that much of a boring diet. I just eat less. And I stay away from carbohydrates as much as possible, that's all. You know, the things I love, the bread, the potatoes, the rice, those things, and I have to be careful what I do with them. Bread is very limited. I'm lucky I can get away with some amount of potatoes, and I can get away with some rice depending upon how it's prepared. It's very strange. I still have an explanation for that. But 6 days keep the cholesterol down and triglycerides, which I may be able to do by myself by eating selectively. It's a case of looking at labels all the time. Even though I don't have type 1 diabetes, where the folks have to do exchanges and stuff, I still just do, keep my blood sugar under 120 most of the time. Once in a while it shoots up high because I know I ate something I shouldn't have. But I can go to restaurants and eat normally and stuff like that. It's just like, don't even order some of the things that I used to. And it's good. I'm happy with the lighter weight. This weight came off. Like it did. I don't care if it just sits at 245 for a while, but we'll see. As long as the weather is fair, I'll stay with it. And then we might finish it up in spring. But I do want to get those new clothes maybe by Thanksgiving time. At least get a couple of new pairs. And one good benefit here is I can buy my clothes now in the regular sizes in the store. Once you get above 48, you're in big trouble. I'm down around 46 or 44 now. See how it's going. I put 7 notches in the belt all together. I needed 3. I added before the operation. 4 more after the operation. Of course, I got full of water, too. I don't have to take a water pill anymore, but during the time I was operated on, and the rehabilitation, that leg was quite small in water because of the surgery. But now, everything is quite well. Anyway, that's the personal update on how I'm doing. I guess I should be very thankful. I am very thankful for the opportunity to have a second chance. Nothing wrong with the heart is fine, and things like that. I should be very thankful and glad that I have a second chance for a few more years. All right, John, it's been really nice. Hopefully next week we'll have more people show up. I'll turn it back to you, and I'll make one more transmission after that, and I'll find out. KV2, VVO, Net Control, AD2, AX.
Sort of a curve.
can determine if you're overbearing on the one.
All right, give my best regards.
It's been fun tonight, even though she's in service. Hopefully next week we'll get a few more people back, or we'll alert them to show up. We'll see what's going on. So, good talking to you, John. Best 73. Give my regards to Mike and the boys down here. Well, catch you for next Thursday. I'll catch you right here. I just don't know what I'm going to be doing for a few more days yet. The last couple of days I did a lot of sleeping, so while in the hospital and rehab, I didn't get any sleep at all. I've been doing that. Maybe one more day of that. Anyway, have a good week, John, or at least a good end of the week there, and take care. KB2 VBO from AE2AA. 73, John.
Okay, Walt 73.